Fourth-generation logger Max Erickson is checking out a group of standing trees, or stumpage, that he bought from Douglas County. Erickson paid roughly $250,000 to cut this site. A logger for more than 50 years, he's made it through good and bad. But Erickson is worried. He says stumpage prices have gone up around $25 a cord, making it more expensive to buy wood to cut.
We need to have more wood put on the markets so the stumpage prices go down so that there's enough raw material for all these mills to survive.
And keep loggers in business. Erickson says loggers are struggling to supply the mills and make ends meet with rising costs. There's plenty of forest to cut. Erickson says the problem is management.
Because the county does a good job of managing their forest. The state does a better job than the feds, but the feds don't manage anything right.
The U.S. Forest Service manages 1.5 million acres of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in northern Wisconsin. Around 864,000 acres can be used for timber cuts. Forest spokeswoman Hillary Markin says they're trying to balance all uses of the forest.
As much as we can across all of those interest groups, from the environmentalist groups, from the recreation piece, from the timber industry piece, with the whole goal of achieving our forest plan objective.
But Don Peterson says national forest land that's been approved for cutting is unavailable. Around 732,000 cords has been cleared through the National Environmental Policy Act for the Forest Timber Sale Program. Peterson is administrator of the Wisconsin Master Logger Certification Program.
If you just look at that ownership alone, properly managed, it could have a huge impact on the industry.
Markin acknowledges there's a lot of wood available, but she says there's more to it than that.
Then we have to do all of the contract pieces to administer that sale, which includes marking, which includes contract packages, you know, the advertisements. And then once it's out and sold, awarded, then we go back and have to administer that sale with the contractor.
Markin says shrinking federal budgets are playing a role in what they can manage. Around 158,000 cords was sold for timber harvest this year. She says they're hiring staff with the goal of increasing sales up to 10% in the next 2 years. Last year, the state sold almost twice the volume of wood on the 1 million acres they manage. Wisconsin DNR forest product specialist Steve Hubbard says they're considering all timber harvest options.
Whether it's managed forest, wild property, state property, I think there's been an increased effort to try to identify how harvesting fits into the appropriate management.
County forests sold three times as much wood as the state last year, but they also managed twice the amount of land. Jane Sievert is executive director of the Wisconsin County Forest Association, which represents 29 counties that manage 2.4 million acres of forest.
We've got a very strong forest products industry here in Wisconsin. It's the number two industry in our state after agriculture, and it's very important to professionals who want to manage forests sustainably and keep them in healthy condition.
Sievert says the state awarded a $600,000 grant last year for a forest practices study that includes an examination of the state's timber supply. She says research will be used to help the industry remain profitable while preserving the environment and recreational uses. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.